de Broadway a la Gran Vía. Están escuchando las primeras notas del musical Wonderful Town, una obra compuesta por Leonard Bernstein con letra de Betty Comden y Adolph Green, que se estrenó en Broadway en 1953 ganando 5 premios Tony, entre ellos el de Mejor Musical. Se trata del segundo musical compuesto por Leonard Bernstein y está inspirado en una colección de novelas cortas llamadas My Sister Eileen. Wonderful Town, en español Una Ciudad Maravillosa, narra las peripecias de dos hermanas, Ruth e Eileen Sherwood, que viajan de su Ohio natal rumbo a Nueva York en busca de amor y fortuna. En este programa escucharemos la versión de 1999 dirigida por Simon Rattle. Thank you. Estamos en el verano de 1935, en Greenwich Village, Nueva York, donde un guía lleva a un grupo de turistas a visitar Christopher Street, una de las calles más conocidas de Manhattan.
Washington Square, right in the heart of Greenwich Village.
My, what trees, smell that air, painters and pigeons in Washington Square.
On your right, Waverly Place, Bid a Parry in Greenwich Village.
My, what charm, my, what grace, poets and peasants on Waverly Place.
Ever since 1870, Greenwich Village has been the bohemian cradle of painters, writers, actors, etc., who've gone on to fame and fortune. Today in 1935, who knows what future greats live in these twisting alleys? Come along! Here you see Christopher Street, typical spot in Greenwich Village.
Ain't it great? Ain't it sweet? Pleasant and peaceful on Christopher Street.
Christopher Street, right in the heart of Greenwich Village.
Life is calm, life is sweet, pleasant and peaceful on Christopher Street.
Here's a famous village type, Mr. Apopolis, modern painter, better known on this beat as the lovable landlord of Christopher Street. Here's a guy known as the Wreck, football professional, out of season, unemployed throughout the heat, living on nothing on Christopher Street. Here is yet another type. Everyone knows the famous Violet, nicest gal you'd ever meet, steadily working Christopher Street. Interesting people on Christopher Street.
Most interesting people live on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people live on Christopher Street. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
Después entran en escena las hermanas Ruth, divertida e ingeniosa, y Eileen, joven y guapa. Ambas han comenzado una nueva vida en la gran ciudad buscando su oportunidad como escritora Ruth y como actriz Eileen. Ellas viven en un sótano que dejó libre una prostituta y que sufre constantes sacudidas provocadas por las obras del metro. Con este panorama, no es extraño que las hermanas echen de menos su tierra natal, Ohio.
Everything's going to be all right.
It's awful.
Never mind, Eileen. Try and sleep.
I can't sleep.
Try, darling. Make your mind a blank.
I did. But I keep thinking of Ohio.
Oh, Eileen. Me too.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh. Why did I ever leave Ohio? Why did I wander to find what lies yonder when life was so cozy at home? Wandering while I wander, why did I fly? Why did
we just couldn't wait to get out of the place. With Mom saying, Ruth, what, no date for this evening?
And Pop with Eileen, do be home, dear, by 10.
Those gossipy neighbors and everyone yapping who's going with whom.
And dating those drips that I've known since I'm 4.
The Kiwanis Club dance.
On the basketball floor.
Cousin Maud with her lectures on sin.
What a bore. Jerry Black.
Cousin Min.
Ezra Nine.
Hannah Finn.
Oh, just hopeless.
Babbity. Stuffy. Provincial.
Amanece un nuevo día y Ruth e Eileen se proponen conquistar Nueva York de una vez por todas.
Come on, Eileen, up and at 'em. Let's get an early start. We're gonna take this town. Get up, Eileen!
Thank you.
Una vez más la suerte no le sonríe y Ruth ironiza acerca de su hermana diciendo que puede escribir un libro titulado 100 formas sencillas para perder un hombre, en clara alusión al dudoso talento de Eileen para ahuyentar a los hombres de éxito. Mientras se suceden todo tipo de situaciones divertidas para las hermanas de Ohio, Eileen conoce a un representante local llamado Frank, y Ruth logra dejar algunas de sus historias a Bob Baker, un editor de un magazine. Después de una amarga discusión entre Bob Baker y Ruth, este se siente culpable por hacer llorar a la pobre Ruth y canta esta canción.
All right, goodbye. You've taught me my lesson. Get mixed up with a genius from Ohio. It happens over and over. I pick the sharp intellectual kind. Why couldn't this time be different? Why couldn't she only be another kind? A different kind of girl. I love a quiet girl. I love a gentle girl. Warm as sunlight, soft, soft as snow. Her smile, a tender smile. Her voice, a velvet voice, sweet as music, soft, soft as snow. When she is near me, the world's in repose. We need no words. She sees, she knows. But where is my quiet girl? Where is my gentle girl? Where is special girl who is soft, soft as snow? Somewhere, somewhere, my quiet girl.
El periodista Chick Clark está tan ansioso por quedarse a solas con la bella Eileen que manda a Ruth al puerto a entrevistar a un grupo de marineros brasileños. Ella rápidamente se da cuenta de que su único interés relacionado con estos chicos brasileños es aprender a bailar la conga, y así se lo hace ver a los marineros, que acceden a enseñarla. El primer acto termina con un jaleo tremendo, lleno de caos y confusión, donde los habitantes de Manhattan terminan bailando la conga. Finalmente, Eileen es detenida por organizar semejante escándalo. Aquí termina el primer acto y aquí terminamos este programa dedicado a Wonderful Town. Ya saben, la semana que viene resolveremos de una vez este musical con su segundo acto en un segundo programa. Hasta entonces.
You shall conga.
Then will you give me my interview?
See!
Oh, well, it's easy. All you gotta do is this, see? One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. Let's see. That's it. You got it. Okay, fellas, that's enough. Now tell me, what do you think of the USA, NRA, TVA? What do you think of our Mother's Day? What do you think of the... Yeah, that's it. That's a conga, all right. Okay, fellas, settle down. What do you think of our native squaws, Charles G. Dawes, Gordon Laws? What's your opinion of Santa Claus? What do you think of the... Think of the...